The NBA training camps are open, and the NBA players have, at least out the Golden State Warriors, have a new coach as Don Nelson has moved aside and Keith Smart has taken over, and he joins us on Sports Byline. Keith, before we talk about the opportunity with the Warriors, I'd like to take you back to 2003 when you were the interim coach with the Cavaliers and you replaced John Lucas. What did you learn from that experience that you've been able to apply, and as you get a second chance to be a head coach in the NBA, how will that help you from that experience?
Well, I think going into that experience there, you know, I got a chance to understand how the NBA and what was going to be needed as a coach in the NBA. Jim Paxson shared with me, I hope this doesn't hurt your chances later on in the future to become a head coach in the NBA. But I said, no, I think it's going to help me learn what is needed, you know, how to prep a team. You know, if you're going from an assistant coach to becoming a head coach, how that relationship changes, what changed, why did it change, you know, with a certain player. Everything that you can possibly face dealing with the media, you know, how much demand on your time is for media and for other activities that a head coach will have until you get established, you know. So that all was a training ground for me, and I paid attention and made notes of what took place during the course of that 40 games that I had. And just looked at how did I manage a team? How were my practices? How did I run them? What happened? So I think all those things helped me so much, but also dealing with the pro player, dealing with the NBA pro player, how you deal with him, how you manage that player. And I think those things helped. And now I'm in a situation where, looking back on it, it was something that was necessary, actually.
What are the pros and cons of being able to step forward in an organization where you have been for a long time? And with Don Nelson's health problems, you were the head coach, in essence, for a period of time. What are the pros and cons of being able to take over an organization and a team like that under those circumstances?
Well, first of all, I was in a situation where I had a head coach that really wanted me to be a head coach and wanted me to take over when he was done. So for 2 years, you know, he said it when he first arrived, this is what I want to do. I want to get Keith into a position to be a head coach. And then for 2 years, the last 2 years, I've run all of our practices, run our training camps, run timeouts and huddles. So the players have my voice in practices as well as in games. So I was able to communicate with them how I saw fit during those times, which when you start to run the team with players, Monte, who you coached as an assistant, now you're the head coach. Well, I've already coached him in a way that that he understands my voice when I'm a little bit strong with him, what I mean and what I want, with Steph Curry, with Biedrins, all those different guys. So I had a luxury that not just being on a staff and then taking over a team and going from a good guy. There were times where I had to be bad and be mean from my role that I was in. So the players had seen me in those roles before. So now in this position now, it's not that much of a disadvantage or a comp, you know, because I've already faced some of the things that I know I'll face as I move forward with my coaching career.
One of the things that I like about the opportunity you have here, Keith, is that I take a look at the Warriors and I see that backcourt set. Mm-hmm. But when I look at that frontcourt, I'm pretty excited about somebody like a David Lee who comes in from the Knicks, and then if you can get Biedrins healthy, keep him healthy, and getting him playing with confidence and comfort, because he's a sensitive type of player, not a soft player, but a sensitive type of player. You've got the essence for something I think very good.
Man, I tell you, I couldn't have come into this at the right time, because, one, you want to always have a good backcourt if you can. And we have two very, very talented basketball players, and Steph Curry and Monte Ellis. Now you throw in David Lee, we picked up in free agency, and he brought something to the table, still able to play in a fast style, but he rebounds the basketball. And then now if we get Biedrins, who's back and who is healthy, you know, he can get his form back when he was playing, and people were talking about him at that time of being one of the top centers in the West. So, that all is a plus. Another guy is added in Darrell Wright, who comes from a winning program in Miami, who understands how to play within a structure, within a role that he's going to play for us. you have five guys that you can say, man, we got something that we can compete with, and now it's just a matter of how you develop your bench.
I really think the key for you, Keith, this year is going to get people to stop talking about Biedron's free throwing so that he doesn't have to think about it. I mean, that gets old after a while. Players don't want to hear it and everything. And if he can focus on just being out on the court, playing basketball, I think he's going to be is that going to be a challenge for you to get people to stop talking about that?
Yep. What I will continue to do as a coach is say, you know what, okay, we know that is not is his strong suit, but he does 99 things very, very well. Let's focus on that. And sure, he's going to miss some in the game, okay, but we're not going to focus on that. And that's what I'm doing with him is worrying about when he's not doing one of those 99 things well as opposed to the one thing that he's having trouble with.
You've been around for a while. You've seen a lot of young players come into this league. You've seen their rookie seasons. What surprised you the most about what Stephen Curry was able to do?
Been around, like you said, and one thing that you saw with him is that he would take information that you give him in the morning at a shoot-around or at a practice, process that information, and apply it to the practice or to the game that night. A lot of guys, you know, it would take a couple of days. It takes, you know, a month. It may take a year. But he had that ability to process that information, and you see him apply those things right away. That's why he got better, you know, as the year went on, and by the time the end of the season was over, you know, he was a top little point guard the way he was able to play and learn the game. You know, when he first came in, everyone had to label that he couldn't play defense and all that stuff. And then we told him why he was struggling defensively. Here are the right techniques, the proper stance, where you need to be. And before you knew it, he was doing all those things. And became a pretty good defensive player for us. So, and then you watch him in the USA this summer, and you see him picking up guys full court. So, that's one of the biggest reasons. One, he's talented, but the other one is that he can take the information you give him, process it, and apply it right away.
Yeah, the thing that I saw, Keith, and I know you're going to agree with me on this, is that I thought he was really mature in his adaptability.
Yeah, because, you know, his dad being around the NBA for so long, the life and the light of the NBA didn't really faze him. Hey, I've been there. My dad is communicating to me what I need to do, how to be a pro, how to have myself ready to play and perform every night, every practice. So he was well ahead of his years once he hit the basketball floor.
I know. I was reading a story, and it says you relate to the players in a way that maybe only a former player can. Can you explain that statement?
Well, I know how the body feels right now in training camp after five practices. You know, I know what that feels like because I've been in several training camps. I know what they're going to feel like when they're traveling. I know what they're going to feel like when they're away from family. So you can communicate that to them, but you also understand the drive that they have to play and play at a high level in the NBA. So I think some of those similarities, because I can make a suggestion of something that I've gone through from playing to them that they're facing it right now at this moment. You know, jokingly with one of our guys, he said, man, my calves are sore. And I'm like, your calves are sore? They're supposed to be sore. This is only the fifth practice of training camp, you know. And that kind of, you know, let them know that I'm aware of what they're doing and what's happening with them because I had a chance to feel some of the same pains and emotions that you feel.
Don Nelson, of course, a veteran coach, one that had won more games than anybody else in professional basketball, but also a demanding coach as well. Will one of your goals be, Keith, to kind of get this team to relax a little bit so that they can go out and they can become more cohesive together instead of each part worrying about maybe they do something wrong?
Yeah, I think you have. I think I'm going to coach the team how my personality is. You know, so I'm going to be demanding. They're going to know exactly why something is not working for them. I'm going to communicate that to them and let them know that, hey, here are the reasons. This is why. This is why I'm on you for this reason, or maybe you're not in the game, okay? But by the same token, I'm going to pick them up and let them know that you got to enjoy playing this game. Why? Because I went through that same situation, you know, where I'm playing, I'm trying to do things a certain way, but I don't know for sure what am I doing and not having that communicated to me. And I know that when you look at any situation in the NBA or pro sports, when there's a change or there's a struggle, it's all because what breaks down? The communication part breaks down first. And so I felt from watching the NBA, studying the NBA, watching the trend of the NBA, the one thing that I kept popping up more than anything else wasn't so much wins and losses. is when you hear what went on, it was that the players, the communication part broke down. So I'm a stickler on keep communicating what it is that a player needs to know so that he can help our team and also help himself.
We only have 30 seconds left, but Keith, we're heard worldwide on the American Forces Network stations over in Iraq, Afghanistan, Germany, elsewhere around the world. I know you want to send a shout out to those servicemen and servicewomen.
Well, yeah, I appreciate everything, and we appreciate everything that both those men and women that are doing to put their lives in the line every day. That's why sometimes we look at ourselves playing a game and think it is we're going to war, but it's not anything close because these people are sacrificing so that we can enjoy this game. My brother also is a serviceman, and he's in the Navy, so I understand the sacrifice that they make.
Keith, I want to thank you, my friend. I'll see you during the course of the season, and we'll sit down and talk again. Take care, Keith.
Okay, thank you.
He's the new head coach of the Golden State Warriors, taking over from Don Nelson, and I tell you what, I think he's going to do a great job, and you're going to see a surprising team in the Golden State Warriors. They have a great backcourt with Curry and Ellis back there. We'll take a break as we continue with more of you and Sports Byline.